Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990 or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGELLendingTeam.com or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564, complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at RonSiegelRadio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Radio Show, only on Financial News and Talk. Now live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries as we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media. This is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take, how your family or business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Before we get into our intriguing content today, please join me in welcoming our featured guests and repeat offenders, all of them. Erin McKeon, welcome. Renovate America.
Good morning.
Glad to have you with us.
Thank
Chris
you.
Peterson's from Renovate America. Welcome back.
Thank you. Good morning.
Glad to have you with us. And somehow we did not lock the door early enough. Dr. Bill is in the house.
Hey, Ron. It's nice to be back again.
Yeah, I was wondering where you were going with that one, buddy, because, Well, I guess my guys fell asleep.
It is what it is.
I think I fell asleep this morning. Let me remind you, if you ever have any home or finance-related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you, and you can reach out to me directly at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Just remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
Well, I do have a great team when it comes to developing a financing planner plan to save you money. I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, save this number in your phone for future reference, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. And, of course, we are celebrating today. We will start with the wonderful celebration and, as we share on Ron Siegel Radio all the time, a very hearty thank you to the U.S. Navy. Today is the Navy's birthday. I think I saw 241 years. Doing a great job out there. Thanks to all the men and women of the Navy, past and present. Don't forget, we do have that VIP Hero program set up just for you, VIPHeroProgram.com. Lots of discounts available for our men and women of the military, first responders. Thank you to those folks as well. I don't know about this one, National Yorkshire Pudding Day. Now, I've beaten anorexia, but I'm not sure I'm going as far as Yorkshire pudding. And just for Dr. Bill, I could use this one, Dr. Bill.
Okay, what's it?
National No Bra Day today. So do not be wearing your bra around today.
I will not do that. I will not do that.
Just want to make sure that, and you know, I don't make these things up. It is a annual observation, October 13th, every year. So I don't write them. I just report here, Ron Siegel Radio. Speaking about reporting, I guess we should go to something a little more scientific. The Dow Jones Industrial Average down 119 points as we speak. Oil, yes, that oil prices are increasing once again. They are at $50.32 per barrel of oil. That $50 price might help our friends in North Dakota and in South Dakota. Oil up 13 cents right now. The national average for gasoline, $2.253 here in the state of confusion. We are paying a whopping 53.5 cents a gallon more than the national average. Yeah, a little bit more than the national average, $2.78.5. Just slightly below the oil-producing state of Hawaii. Last time I was in Hawaii, I don't remember seeing too many oil factories there, but we'll just say that. It would not surprise anybody, I don't believe, that North Dakota, they are just right on the national average. Yeah, if you want to go to Nebraska, you can pay a little less, and Wyoming even less than that. If you want to go to Indiana, why? But they're going to be $2.22 a gallon. So I guess if you want to be on the west in Florida, they're at $2.23, but they don't have any. They lost most of theirs in the hurricane, unfortunately. Moving right along, we are checking interest rates. What are those doing? Down a little bit. The U.S. 10-year Treasury at 1.747. That's going to hurt those senior citizens.
Ow!
Yeah. If you're living on fixed income and you're living off of Treasuries at 1.74, not very good right there. Did get the news out this morning. The Freddie Mac Mortgage Market Survey came out. Interest rates, a 30-year fixed rate loan, up ever so slightly to a whopping 3.47%. That is the 30-year fixed rate Freddie Mac. I'm not giving you all the APRs and stuff because it's a Freddie Mac number. It's not a Ron Siegel Radio number. Jobless claims came out this morning. Another 246,000 people lost their jobs again in the past week. Our government?
You're absolutely useless.
Not helpful in this matter. They revised last week's numbers down by another 3,000. I don't know where they found those 3,000 that they forgot to count. But those folks aren't too happy. We'll get some sort of a report coming out that they'll be all excited because even though we lose 250,000 jobs a week, when we create 100,000 for the month, the federal government tells us that we did a great job. Unbelievable. Import prices rose 0.1%, although we were expecting them to go up a little bit more than that. The economist did not get it right there. Speaking about not getting it right, have you followed Elizabeth Warren in the news? She is amazing.
So I know who's asked to kick.
So Elizabeth Warren is going on a tirade right now about John Stumpf at Wells Fargo. Have you followed any of this? It's almost comical if it wasn't for the fact that the lame media covered this in such a biased manner. But here's the fact of the matter. And you have to remember who Elizabeth Warren is. Yeah, she's the one that got a job at Harvard telling them she was a Native American. Okay, so you have to understand that part going in. And then you hear all over the case of John Stumpf. Now, think about this. John Stumpf, he's the CEO of Wells Fargo. They employ almost a quarter of a million people. I think the number is 246,000 people are employed by Wells Fargo. About 5,000 of them, I'll go with that. They were creating bad accounts for people. They were doing things they should not have been doing. But think about that. It's about 5,000 people. Less than 1% of the employees at Wells Fargo doing these stupid, idiotic things. And then the company is fined. You have to remember the average account holder who lost anything at all in the whole fiasco lost a whopping $25. Again, not excusable. Lost $25. Normally in America, when you have something like this, you get your money back and triple damages. Got it. The damages here are total about $5 million. The company earns about $15 billion a quarter. Think about that. Pretty small numbers. They are fined to date $185 million for the $5 million that were jointly charged to people. Triple damages add another $15 million. That brings us to math. I'm a simple guy. $20 million if you add the triple damages, but they have been fined by the government $185 million. Mr. Stumpf has given back $41 million of his own compensation, and then we've got Elizabeth Warren. What do you think she's given back to Harvard? I don't think that I've – oh, here. Yeah, nothing. What do you think? Has she apologized to anybody? Has she done anything in Congress other than open up her yap?
You know better than that.
Not a darn thing. So where does she come off on some of the commentary as if she is holier than thou? Just a individual's comments and individual thoughts. Speaking about an individual's comments and an individual's thoughts, let's move right along.
But we have to pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it.
Governor Mark Dayton, he is the governor of the very, very conservative state of Minnesota, home of Jesse Ventura, that lowlife of the world, coming out now and telling Americans that the Affordable Care Act is no longer affordable. Really?
It is what it is.
Is that a shock to anybody that the Affordable Care Act is no longer affordable? I just saw an article some friend posted on Facebook that his premiums for his family going up 23% this year. Have you heard on the front page of the New York Times? Me neither. But, you know, that's just the way it is. I
got a bad feeling about
it. Yeah, me too. That's not going to be the news that we're going to be hearing. So what are we going to hear from Governor Dayton? Hillary Clinton obviously wants to continue on the same path. Well, we'll see what happens. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, there are changes coming in the PACE. Maybe they're already here in the PACE program. We're going to learn about it. What is the PACE program? Can you get some home efficiency or energy efficiency upgrades done to your home? We're going to chat about it. We're going to learn about it. Questions asked before buying your dream home. tax scams, they are still out there. We'll tell you about the latest. Appraisers and homeowners, they don't see eye to eye. Does that surprise anybody? And stress, overeating, and the holidays. We're going to chat about that one as well. You can reach us anytime. Our off-air number is 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter, @ronsiegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
What if your family business could help clothe a less fortunate family? Or your restaurant could feed truly hungry people? What if you could help to comfort the lonely? Plant sustainable resources where nothing has ever grown before? Or make a child's lifelong wish come true? What if all you had to do was simply do nothing more than what your business already does every day? Would you do it? Introducing Processing for a Cause, a unique program that turns a percentage of your business's credit card volume into ongoing donation dollars from nonprofit organizations and foundations. Simply switch your credit card processing provider to Processing for a Cause and begin supporting a worthy cause today. The process is simple, and the cause will change lives forever. Processing for a Cause.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037, and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. And as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio every time at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Mortgage Minute today being brought to you by our friends over at Gold Star Mortgage. Yes, they will. Get your loan totally underwritten before you even make an offer, if you like, if you have the time. That way, your agent can make an offer with no loan contingencies. Yes, you do need an appraisal. You do need to have the title clear, but the loan is already approved, nice and simple. And appraisal is an issue. That's one of the things we're going to chat about today in today's housing market. Home values are increasing rapidly. Y'all knew that many another 5% or more over the next 12 months. We talked about that with CoreLogic earlier in the week. The main challenge, though, is bank appraisals. Every month we get this from Quicken Loans, and Quicken Loans big fan. The reason being very simple. If you are contemplating your family's largest liability, your largest asset, do you want to trust that online? I don't think so. I think you want to be talking and getting great advice, just personal opinion. But right now, as of the numbers that just came out from Quicken over the last 12 months, the value that we see in our own homes as consumers versus that which an appraiser sees, the appraiser is 1.56% below what the contract prices are. So think about that. $400,000 house, that's about $6,000 off. How many people will kill their deal, kill their transaction if they're not prepared for it? Bottom line, every house on the market has to be sold twice. Once to the prospective buyer and then to the bank through the appraiser. With escalating values, the second sale might be more difficult than the first. And if you're planning on entering the housing market this year, maybe you want to have a chat with a professional about getting the information that you need to buy a new home. That is the Mortgage Minute, again, brought to you by Gold Star Mortgage. Give me a call. I'll put you in touch with them so you can get your home, your file totally underwritten before you go out shopping. Love the idea of learning. That's one of the things. And sharing education. That's my mantra here on Ron Siegel Radio. I don't like it when people come. In fact, generally, I have this mute button or I have this buzzer that I use when somebody comes on the air and wants to start selling something, because we're not here to sell. If you want an infomercial, Saturday morning, 6 a.m., go ahead and listen to all the infomercials that your stomach can handle, that they don't even come with any Maalox or Pepto-Bismol, but you can listen to those. What I like to do here is bring you great information and educate. And one of the things I find very frequent is people stretch when they go to buy a new home. They look at the most that they can afford. They look at the most that they can put as their down payment. And then when they get into the house, they're curious, what can I do? How can I do some renovations? And how long do I have to wait until I start doing that? Well, one of the things I like is I like the idea of, I got an accounting background. Don't laugh at me too, especially you, Dr. Bill. Don't go laughing. You know, I went and studied accounting over at Chapman College. Yes, I'm dating myself. I went to university and I got my degree in that. And one of the things they talk about is a matching principle. The idea of you match your expenses and your revenue. Think about that concept. Well, we're going to talk to Chris Peterson, Aaron McKeon this morning. They're from Renovate America. And one of the things I love about the PACE program, first off, Chris, why don't you explain the PACE program?
Absolutely. PACE stands for Property Assessed Clean Energy, and it's legislation that allows property owners in certain participating localities and municipalities to finance energy-efficient, water-efficient, and renewable energy improvements to their property, and that's repaid over time through the property taxes.
So one of the things, where I was just heading with that, and I love the idea, is if you're paying for it over time, and if you can get some energy efficiency in your house, you're saving money over time, and you can almost match those two things, can't you, Aaron?
Ideally, that's the idea, absolutely.
Right? Put them together. What are some of the items that we can do with this?
Some of the things that you can utilize this financing for: new roofing, solar, drought-tolerant landscaping. Right? We're trying to save as much water and as we can in the state of California, and new windows, insulation. I mean, there's literally over 1 million products that are eligible for this form of financing.
Don't forget the solar and HVAC systems as well.
Mm-hmm. I didn't even know there was 1 million products in my house, no less, that I could save on.
No.
Of course, I don't know what type of screwdriver is, so. Mm-hmm. And most of us just think of a screwdriver as something we drink, not even the tool part of it. But so that's an interesting. One of the things I hear questions, things we really want to do a deep dive on today, is I've heard, especially those that are going into the FHA program, 3.5% down, one of the best programs on the market for the right person. I just heard some folks 2 days ago saying they wouldn't accept an offer with an FHA loan. And I'm scratching my head, didn't want too much more hair to come out. But the idea there is it's one of the best programs on the market for the right person. But there was some question whether you can marry a PACE loan with an FHA loan, or what if there's an FHA loan on the property, then a PACE loan on top of that? Can we even sell the property? Do we have to pay it off?
That's a great question. One of the benefits of this program is its versatility. You'll see a difference between any other type of financing and PACE financing, because it may transfer to a new buyer. And it's great that you bring up FHA. Recently, they came out with a new guidance around how to handle transactions for properties that have an existing PACE assessment. And they will insure, as will the VA, any new mortgage or refi for any property that has a PACE assessment. Now, that doesn't mean the buyer coming in is going to want to assume that. That's a negotiation.
Sure.
Absolutely. But the option is there. And that's, again, that's what makes this unique. Any other type of financing, you're going to have to pay it off. And just like you may have to pay off the PACE assessment. But that versatility creates an opportunity.
I like the idea there, because that was one of the things that you brought up there, Chris, and I want to throw this in there, is if you heard about an FHA loan 3 or 4 or 5 years ago, especially in California, before the Great Recession, it was almost impossible to even find an FHA appraiser because our property values were too high for the loan limits. The loan limits have changed now to get closer to where our property values are. But one of the point that I really want to get to is the FHA loan changes. And I think there's last year, 2015, I think there was like 300 different changes to the program. So when you say that the program changed, that's not out of the ordinary. They make changes to enhance the program all the time.
Absolutely.
And this just happens to be one of them because there was a lot of questions on it.
Yes.
Now, the other thing that I noticed in some of the materials I was looking at is in your specific scenario, and maybe you can speak to other companies as well, the documentation on the program mirrors a lot of what we see in a traditional loan package.
It's true. One of the opportunities that we had with this industry was to beef up the disclosures and make sure that the consumers understood this type of financing, because it is it's not a HELOC, it's not a credit card, it is a unique form of financing. And so there was some legislation that we worked with the state of California on very recently that passed to make sure the industry was all doing the same things that we've already been doing, which is called AB 2693. So these disclosures look a lot like TRID, the Know Before You Owe that the CFPB came out with. And so we're starting to make the industry more forthcoming in exactly what this type of financing enables. We at the HERO program actually take it a step further. We call every single applicant 100% of the time to confirm the terms, make sure that they understand that this is how the program works, that will be repaid through the taxes, and that here's your term, here's your interest rate, et cetera, because there was some confusion around that. When it goes on the property tax bill, some people weren't quite sure how did that happen? And that's because our conduit is the contractors. And they, you know, to put the burden of exploiting that program on the contractors as well as all of their products,
sure,
is a lot. So we stepped in to help that process out to make sure that everyone's on the same page.
Which makes a lot of sense to me. I mean, if I understand lending fairly well. I understand real estate. I've been doing it since the 80s. But I don't know squat about construction.
Sure.
Right? So for me to go out and explain, you know, how an air conditioner works, I don't even know how a thermos works, right? So I'd be in deep trouble.
Sure.
So to try and ask a contractor to now be a finance guru is probably putting a fish out of water.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, we're letting the finance people explain the finance program. And especially it's a different thing, as I understand it, if it comes out on my tax assessment, well, I get my tax assessment, what, in February, March, something like that for the following year, mm-hmm, right? So I'm not, you know, if I get my work done today, I'm not going to see any that. When will I see that on my tax bill?
Probably April.
April?
Yeah.
So I'm going to wait 6 months, and I've got a short memory, so.
Yeah.
Right? And then when I have to pay it starting, what, in December?
In November, yeah. November. Yeah, and that's part of the confirmed terms, is we make sure everyone understands what to do in the meantime, how that works between the time your project is completed and when it actually hits a tax roll. So then it's a new form of financing. And so there's always some opportunities to enhance the program, and this is what we're doing here at the HERO program.
And as a leader in that industry, I mean, it's great that you've taken on that role, because you guys are out there doing some of these enhancements well before it's mandated by any kind of legislation. Now, this one here I'm looking at, you said it was AB 2693. That means that's California only. Is that correct?
That's correct. Right now we are approved in Florida and Missouri as well. But California is really the pilot for this program before we go nationwide. So
that'd be great. And we're going to talk more about the HERO program. We're going to talk about energy efficient home improvement, saving money. I like the idea of saving money. You know that that's one of my big hot buttons here. Now, when Dr. Bill comes on and we talk about losing weight, I'm not sure, I might have my headset on mute, but we'll talk about that.
More hot buttons.
Yeah, there you go. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. You can reach us anytime. Our off-air number is 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us at facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter at ronsiegelradio. Part of our broadcast came on. The replay is available to Ron Siegel on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Siegel Lending Team offers you buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,900. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.75%, APR 3.85%, that payment could support a $416,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6.5%, which is roughly the average home mortgage rate over the past 30 years, that same $1,900 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $314,000 mortgage. That's over $100,000 worth of home you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. All you need to do to get started is reach out to the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Call us for full details, 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 or SiegelLendingTeam.com. Equal housing lender, licensed under NMLS number 217037.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender.
Do you own real estate or have assets over $150,000? Do you know one of your heirs will be the probate courts and the IRS? If you don't have a living trust, you will go through probate. Call Heritage Financial Services toll-free at 1-855-434-7400 for a free review. Check us out on Facebook, Heritage Financial Service in Lake Forest, California. That's 1-855-434-7400. Again, 1-855-434-7400. 7400.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. And as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. 90, and I have no clue why they would have put this segment or this sponsored story of Word on or the Your Credit Matters segment in front of Dr. Bill, but we're going to chat about it anyway. It's being brought to you by our friends at Heritage Financial Services. The best, I can say this easily, the best of the trusts I've ever seen come from Heritage Financial Services, but maybe it's because they've done over 20,000 of them. $1,200 for a full trust with all the powers of attorney. And if you are a listener, which obviously you are, otherwise you wouldn't know I'm about to say this, $300 discount when you mention Ron Siegel Radio or get a coupon, RSR Gift Bag. Just text RSR Gift Bag to 79564. There's about $1,000 right there for you. All you have to do is just take advantage of it. yes, you still need to be on the lookout for tax scams. Now, I don't know if you were watching the news on Friday. There was a little story about Access Hollywood and Donald Trump and the hurricanes in Florida. So you might have missed the fact that there was a big bust in India. Don't ask Dr. Bill about the big bust in India. We're talking about arresting people, Dr. Bill. Don't go there. So it was a bogus IRS call center, and they had 70 people calling, mostly seniors, telling them that they had a tax bill, a huge tax bill they had, and that they didn't send in their money to pay off their tax bill, they were going to be arrested. Think about this. 8,000 victims paid more than $47 million to these companies. It is a fraud. It is phony. I've talked to you about this before. Do not, the IRS is not going to call you.
So I know who's asked to kick.
That's right. You gotta call us. We check these frauds out all the time. Stay vigilant, especially seniors. 800-306-1990. If I have not heard about the fraud, I will check into it. Your kids are not being held. The police aren't calling you that your child is being held. That's one of the frauds they're doing. They call it 2 or 3 in the morning that they're going to be arrested if you don't send money. If you hear any of the words Western Union, fraud alert. If you hear the amount $595 on a prepaid credit card, that's a fraud alert. All of those are just telltale signs, and we want to make sure that you're protected. Just some information from Ron Siegel Radio, your Credit Matters segment, brought to you by Heritage Financial Services. Dr. Bill is in the house.
Hello.
So I know I've gone to a couple of your seminars, and you've talked a little bit about stress. And sometimes it works, your seminars. Now, I've lost most of my hair. That was before the seminar.
That's because your brain's grown.
Would you call my wife and tell her that, please? Somehow there's a difference, misconnect there. Stress at the holidays, does it grow? Does it not grow?
Yeah, it grows. And you know what? This year, it's going to be worse than ever.
Why?
Because on November 8th or 28th, whichever day you choose to vote, because of the
in the state of California, we're doing our election here is the 20th of November.
Yeah. All you liberals get out there and vote on that day.
Wow, you're getting political on us, Dr. Bill.
Yeah, you know, when in Rome.
Okay.
But I did a live stream last week about the debates and the election and everything else. The state of the country and our society is so stressed out. You know, we're angry. We're stressed out. I think that's why you get on social media and people are just best friends hating each other. So the holidays bring stress anyways, because there's always Aunt Mildred. You have to wonder, do I have to kiss her? Do we have to get this? And she's always a pain. There's Joe that's drinking too much, and family's great stress. Sometimes it's a good stress, but it's just a stress. If you couple that with the last year of infighting and worry and concern because emails don't get where they're supposed to, and certain billionaires grope people allegedly, and then you buy into this emotionally, you're already on high alert. If you add on the normal holiday stress, people that may have bounced back before will really go downhill.
So what do we do about it? I know that you're a big, big fan of pharmaceuticals.
I am a huge fan of pharmaceuticals. I hate pharmaceuticals. unfortunately, in the society that we live in, we've been taught since we were little to, if you have a boo-boo, you take this pill. And then when the mom who you love and respect and trust the most will give you something. And then if it doesn't work for her, you go to the doctor who she loves and respects the most, will give you some other pill. And every time you take a outside chemical in your body, you actually suppress your immune system. So unfortunately, people will lean on either self-medicating or medicating on other things that only
drive the problem worse.
And so I would assume then, I should not assume this, but you're probably a big fan of Proposition 64, the legalization of marijuana proposition.
You know what's interesting about that is I'm not a partaker in that particular herb, but there are a lot of benefits for that. That's been demonized.
So is that going to help us with stress?
No. Well, maybe.
So what are your recommendations? You got to give us some recommendations here. How do we deal with these? How do we cope?
Eat well, do well, and think well. And that's it in a nutshell. Those are the cliff notes for
you. Didn't say anything about drink well. you must be an off-shelf guy instead of a well.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay.
As you're going, you have to move. The body requires movement. You hear all the time about runners high mood, but movement actually increases endorphins in your body, and it combats your body's ability to combat stress. Stress is a hormone-driven state that you're in, and by movement, you create anti-hormones in the middle of GABA that will block that fight or flight thing. So movement's really good. What you also don't want to do, and it's hard around the holidays because you have, Aunt Molly's special pies and cakes and everything. You want to stay away from sugars and processed foods as much as possible. One is they're inflammatory, and two is they give you a mood spike, but then you crash, and it causes weight gain, which causes further depression for people. You're not moving as well. You're not as
how much movement do I have to do during the day? And what do you? How do you define movement? I mean, I go from one hill to the next, and I seem to think that that's movement.
But as long as you're on a buffet line, as though it has a real long line, you're probably pretty good.
I don't think you get to eat well there.
I get in trouble, as you can see from the YouTube. I just came from CrossFit, and that's movement. And I get in trouble a lot of this because movement is more important than exercise. We get into this thing about, I worked out an hour a day, and I did the cardio, and I lifted weights, and I did backs and buys and thrusts and tries. But you're actually more healthy if you're just moving consistently through the day. If you sit 3 hours or less throughout the day, you will add about 5 years to your lifespan.
Sit 3 hours or less.
3 hours or less a day. And after the year, at 25 years old, for every hour that you sit beyond that, you lose about 22 minutes of life.
It's pretty scientific. I'm a simple guy.
You know what?
Let me ask you this. Let me go back to this.
I'll talk slow for you, Rob.
Okay. I need to. So here's one of the household battles that maybe you can solve.
Yes.
I go down, and on the weekends, I enjoy going to Balboa Island. I get up early. I go down there and I drink coffee and walk.
Yes.
Okay. Now, my wife is consistently saying, you're not walking fast enough on the island. Whether I do it in 10 minutes or I do it in 30 minutes, I still went all the way around the island. I'm moving. Does that count? Or am I missing something? Or?
Well.
And she doesn't listen, so you can tell me the honest scoop.
Oh, okay. Mindy's not here. You're doing fine. That's exactly what you have to do. People think that there's a certain thing that they should get to, or a certain pace. It's all individual on you. It's like dieting. There's no perfect diet for everybody. There's a perfect diet for you, and based on your...
I'm on the chocolate cake diet.
You know what?
I try every one that I can find.
That's a tri-tip. Here's the tip. Try everything. But it's based on what you're up to. People have different injury levels, cardiovascular levels, fitness levels, and you want to move. You want to move as much as you can. Get a variety of movements, and that's a place for you to be. It's not 10,000 steps isn't a magic number. 15,000 steps isn't a magic number. Do all the different types of movements you can. The best exercise or gym that you can get to is free. If you go to a kid's playground and you climb the slides and you get on the monkey bars and you play in the sand and you hop and skip and you move around and you jump and you roll around, that is the best fitness that you can get.
And you better do that after the kids are gone. Otherwise, there's going to be some other visitors there. And they might be bringing you some new jewelry. So just be careful with that one from Dr. Bill. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate, current events, financial markets, and some health tips for the holidays with Dr. Bill. When we come back, three questions to ask before buying your dream home. You can reach us anytime, our off-air number. It's 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or RonSiegelRadio.com. Connect with us, Facebook.com,
Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Isn't it time you found out the truth about FHA-insured home equity conversion? No, it's not your grandfather's reverse mortgage. This just may be the finest financial planning strategy available for all homeowners of retirement age. Helping protect what you've earned is the job of your board of directors with continued education. Major research has shown that using a HECM will significantly enhance the success rate of a retiree's portfolio and legacy. Please allow us to educate. For your complimentary consultation, call Jay Kaplan at 949-300-3855. That's 949-300-3855.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGELLendingTeam.com or 1-800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at RonSiegelRadio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-7.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The real-time real estate segment today being brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text PEAR, P-E-A-R, Professional Equity Analysis Review to 79564. One of the professionals will reach out to you to get you the true equity position of your property. And remember, equity position is not the value of your property. That is a component of it. And if you try and get that information online, you will get the wrong information in most instances. Think about this. The number one site on the internet where people cite that they've gone to find out the value of their home, arguably would be Zillow. Might be realtor.com, but probably Zillow. The CEO of Zillow sold his home And I never remember whether he sold it for $1.7 million and the Zillow estimate was for $1 million, or he sold it for $1 million and the Zillow estimate was $1.7 million. Either way, there was a $700,000 difference between the owner or the CEO of Zillow and the estimate that they had on his property. If they can't get his right, do you think they've got yours right? Just a question. And I'm going to give you a few more questions here. These are the ones you should be asking before you buy your dream home. Number one, why am I buying a home in the first place? That's probably a good question to have. This truly is the most important question to answer. Forget the finances for a minute. Why did you even begin to consider purchasing a home? For most, the reason has nothing to do with money, and that's according to a study at the Joint Center for Housing Studies at Harvard University. Think about that. Number two, where are home values headed? Well, think about this one. I'm not a big fan of that question. CoreLogic says that home values are headed up 5.3% over the next 12 months. That's a national number. It's actually higher right here in the state of California. But think about this. You're going to be paying for housing anyway. You can pay for somebody else's mortgage or you can pay your own mortgage. If you are very, very excited about paying for somebody else's mortgage, give me a call, 800-306-1990. You're more than welcome to pay mine. Where are mortgage interest rates headed? Well, there's another one, the Mortgage Bankers Association, the National Association of Realtors, Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac have all projected that interest rates will increase over the next 12 months. They've been saying that for the last 60 months, but eventually they're going to be right. If they say it long enough, you know, a broken clock is right twice a day, something along those lines. But here it is, eventually our interest rates are going to go up to more historic numbers. And right now is a great time. I shared with you the number that came out this morning. Freddie Mac mortgage market rate, 30-year fixed, 3.47%. Historically, I shared those numbers, I think on Monday, if you want to go back and look at those numbers. 12% in the 80s. It's almost double. Every other decade is double where we are today. So rates are going to go up. Those are just some questions. If you answer any of those questions and you think property values are going up, interest rates are going up, and you don't want to pay somebody else's mortgage, well, maybe you ought to give me a call at 800-306-1990. I will put you in touch with the professionals to help you find a new home and finance a new home. Just a thought for you. That's the Real Time Real Estate segment, again, brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text PAR, P-A-R, to 79564. Dr. Bill, you're saying during the last segment that you're coming out or working on a new, or you did a video on stress and movement and all that. Where can we find that?
You know what? You can go on my website at YorbaLindaFamilyChiropractic.com or YLChiro.net.
YLChiro.net. That's easier for me.
That is. I know. You're a simple guy.
I'm a simple guy. C-H-I-R-O, not C-A-I-R-O. Not Egypt.
Yeah, I'm a chiropractor and a functional medicine guy, so... that's chiropractic.
With a dysfunction. Well, we won't go about dysfunction. Okay, so that's some good information. And Dr. Bill has, I trust him so much, and I even sent my mom over to visit him.
Oh, and she has something to say about Ron. That's a different show, though.
And she went back a second time. No, great information. Dr. Bill does a lot of seminars, a lot of things helping the community as well. So highly recommended from Ron Siegel Radio. If you need Dr. Bill's number, give me a call. I would be very happy to put you in touch with him. But I want to talk a little bit more because, you know, I'm cheap, maybe efficient. Well, maybe not efficient, but I like efficiency. I've never been, it's ironic because I talk a lot on the broadcast about energy efficiency. And I've never really been considered or thought of myself as the proverbial tree hugger or into the environmental issues. I don't believe that as mere mortals, we can control the environment. I heard the other day that Hurricane Matthew was made worse. This is Al Gore, the inventor of the internet, told us that Hurricane Matthew was worse because of climate change. He's changed from global warming or warming to now just change of some sort. But I don't think that we have that control. I think it's just cyclical. But I like the idea when we can be smart, right? Save some money by doing energy efficient upgrades. So we don't have to pay the utilities so much money. And this, the PACE program, obviously is what I'm talking about. Hero being, Chris, is Hero the largest of all the PACE providers?
Yeah, so we have over 90% market share in
California. 90% market share.
That's correct. We have almost 80,000 assessments to date in the last 5 years.
Wow, that's, you don't hear about anything having a 90% market share.
No, well, when you're...
Right, I mean, it's very rare that you see anybody that can develop that. And how long have you been doing it?
Since 2010 is when we launched the program. You know, because your show is about education, I think it's important for us to also mention that being this is a new product, one of the stakeholder groups that we work a lot with is the real estate community. So our group in particular, what we do is we reach out to the community to make sure they understand this program and how to navigate one of these assessments through a real estate transaction. And that's one of the big things is, you know, we are an assessment on the tax rail. And so we don't operate the same as other types, like a second mortgage or HELOC. And a lot of people have to understand during the course of the transaction, 13 to 15 people to be exact, how this operates. And so our group is all about education.
So let's do this real quick. Maybe you and Aaron can walk us through exactly what you're talking about, how this affects the real estate transaction. And then, you know, I might be able to just share this with one or two people that listen. Sometimes we get three people listening. Walk it through.
Well, you know, to be honest, just like every real estate transaction, everything is unique. What I would tell you is this, is that when a property gets listed, we reach out to the homeowner and to the listing agent.
Okay.
And we help them with their particular questions, maybe that may be unique to that transaction.
So let me throw some hypotheticals at
you.
So hypothetically, I have a house that I've owned for 5 years. I'm selling it now, which is about the average. Well, I guess I should say it's 9 years, because that's what we are right now in California, in the country. Mm-hmm. Is we historically we're at 6 years, we went up to 10, now we're at 9 years. We keep our homes. So I've owned the home for 9 years. I went and I had new windows put on, and new ducting put in, and new insulation, and a new HVAC, and I did it all with the HERO program. And I did that 5 years ago. I've been paying on it. I don't know what is the term based on that I could. Just a guess.
So we will finance anywhere from 5 up to 25 years based on the useful life of whatever product is being
used. Let's say I have a 10-year HERO program on there, and now I want to sell my house.
Yeah.
What are the options that the buyer has, or what are the things that need to be negotiated, I guess is a better term, between the buyer and the seller and the agents?
There's a couple of things, you know, there's a couple of things that we make sure everyone is aware of. So a new buyer can come in and this assessment may transfer to the new buyer, where essentially they're taking over those payments for the remainder of the life of that product or the loan. You know, in a lot of instances, they may negotiate a partial payoff.
So you can do that. Partial payment is okay.
You can do a partial payment. There's no prepayment
penalties.
Okay, I was
gonna ask that one. No prepayment.
Which is great. So whether a partial payoff or a full payoff is negotiated, those are all some of the different options. Some lenders, you know, may require us to subordinate for either a purchase or refinance, which at the HERO program we're happy to do. So those are the four different options.
That was a big concern that the real estate community had 2 or 3 years ago was the fact that they were not allowed to subordinate. And you're saying now it can be done.
I mean, at the HERO program, we've been subordinating, and correct me if I'm wrong, we've been offering subordination as an option for over a year and a half at this point. Mm-hmm. So that's something that at the HERO program we've been, you know, offering for a long time. And, you know, fortunately we've seen there's, you know, a lot of people within the lending community that take advantage of that as an option when they're not comfortable, if you will, with the fact that we are in a first position.
You know, let me circle back to what you're talking about with appraisals. One of the situations that we can advise on as a HERO expert in our department is the low appraisal. So we just had this happen last week. We had a client called in and they were going to pay off the assessment as part of the negotiation. Well, the appraisal came in low. So what they did is they said, okay, we're going to drop our price to that appraisal price. I think it was $10,000 below asking. The assessment happened to be about $15,000. The buyer assumed the assessment and then the payments that followed. The purchase price was reduced by $10,000, and the deal went through. The buyer, the seller actually came out ahead $5,000 on that deal just by having a low appraisal. But they didn't know that option existed had we not reached out to them and educated them about our product and the different options that are available.
That's a big issue right there, because if you can find a solution, there's two different issues I see frequently. Number one, that obviously I didn't know that one either, so you can help there. And obviously when you go and buy a house, I don't know anybody that doesn't want to have some sort of work done when they buy a house. This might allow you, if you put the money as a down payment, you've got equity. How long do I have to wait then to go and do some energy efficient upgrades?
Well, as long as you have 10% equity, you can start immediately.
Okay.
Great information. If you want more information about the HERO program, give me a call, 800-306-1990. I'd be happy to put you in touch with Aaron or Chris. And if you're in the middle of a real estate transaction, if you're a real estate professional, I know we get a lot of them listening as well. You got to get educated on these things. I know so many people. Here's a common issue that as humans we do. If I don't know about it, I don't like it. Let's get educated. Maybe you will know about it. Then maybe you might find if it saves your transaction, if it saves your consumer, if it saves your buyers and sellers, I think you might like it. And if you're educated, you can share that or put people in touch with the people that understand it. And then obviously set that first radio preset button to come back here every day to join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to Steve, who's engineering us today. And, of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions or to meet any of our guests, call me anytime, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. And remember, make a lot of money, help a lot of people, have a lot of fun. Have a great day. We'll talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.